Would the administrator call the roll?
Mr. Chair.
Here.
Senator Siplin. Senator Lynn.
Here.
Senator Negron. Senator Sachs.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. We just have, it's going to be very brief today. We just have one bill to take up, and coincidentally, it's mine. And so Senator Siplin was going to present this, but I'm going to ask Senator Lynn if you might
take the chair.
Okay.
She's got it.
Senator Ulrich, you're recognized.
Oh, okay.
Whoops.
You've got it already.
Members, we're on tab 3, Senate Bill 1194. Senator Ulrich, you're recognized to explain the bill. There are amendments. Let's start with the bill.
Thank you. This is Senate Bill 1194. It revises statutes with the aim of facilitating students' transition from one educational level to the next. This codifies the Articulation Coordinating Committee. It's an advisory board that recommends policies and guidelines to the commissioner and the Board of Governors regarding articulation of students from institution to institution and from one level of education to the next. This was in the statute back in 2002 when it was transferred to the State Board of Education and removed from the statutes during the school code rewrite. This allows students with intellectual disabilities to participate in post-secondary education opportunities by allowing them to have a reasonable substitution for requirements for graduation, admission to a post-secondary program, or entry into upper division courses. Such substitutions are currently provided to other students with disabilities. It also requires the State Board of Education to establish by rule the test scores that demonstrate college readiness that allows high school students to take college readiness tests and receive remediation prior to their advancement in post-secondary. Post-secondary institution requires the Department of Education to approve community service hours for homeschool students to be eligible for a Bright Futures Academic Scholar Award. And it also removes obsolete statutory references to the College Level Academic Skills Test, or the CLAST.
And there are several amendments.
Yes, this amendment...
This is barcode 552138 by Senator Ulrich. Please explain the amendment.
Okay. This just removes the revision of the teacher preparation statute. The amendment will allow those who have already taken and passed the class exam to continue to use it as an option to satisfy general knowledge requirements.
Any questions? Any objections? Without objection, the amendment passes. We're on barcode 934560 by Senator Ulrich.
Yes, this removes the standards for the Commissioner of Education and State University System Chancellor to follow in setting articulation policy and adds several duties for the Articulation Coordinating Committee.
There is, however, an amendment to that amendment, barcode 386222 by Senator Ulrich.
Yes, ma'am. This amendment to the above-referenced amendment restores the standards for the commissioner and the chancellor to follow regarding articulation policy.
Any questions? Any objection? Objection that amendment to the amendment passes. We're now on the amendment as amended. Any questions? Objections? So the amendment as amended, adopted without objection, and now we're on barcode 333832 by Senator Ulrich.
Yes, ma'am. This repeals a requirement for the Department of Education to review and approve community college budgets.
And there is a late filed substitute amendment, barcode 442444 by Senator Ulrich.
Yes, this is a substitute for an amendment that we just heard. Requires the Department of Education to review community college budgets, but not approve them. The Community College Board of Trustees approves the budget.
Any questions? Any objections? Without objection, the amendment, the substitute amendment is adopted without objection. And now we're on barcode 915352 by Senator Ulrich.
Yes, ma'am. This abrogates the repeal of the 21st Century Technology Research and Scholarship Act.
Any questions? Any objection? Without Any objection? The amendment passes. We do have some public testimony. We're now back on the bill as amended. Public testimony. We do have one person, Daryl McCree, I believe.
Derek McGee, just waving in support.
Waving support. Thank you. Any debate on the bill? Any questions or any debate? No. All right, then Senator Ulrich to close.
I'll waive my close, Madam
Chairman. Thank you. Please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1190. Yes, it's the committee. Oh, do we have any objection to committee substitute? Without objection, then we do have committee substitute for Senate Bill 1194. And please call the roll.
Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Sachs? Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
And by your vote, the bill is reported favorably, and I'll turn the chair back over to Senator Ulrich.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Members, Senate Bill 632 and 1264 are temporarily postponed, so we have taken care of that. We'll hear more in future editions.
What else? That's it.
Okay. That's our business for today, and Senator Lynn moves rewrite. Oh, yeah. Senator Sippling, you're just in time.
Yes, I am.
Senator Sippling moves rewrite. Okay. Yeah.
I got to do my job, right?
Yeah, that's right. You got to get your role taken.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Thank you, sir. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.